Maseches Demai, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. We've divided people into two categories, those who are trusted regarding their tithing and those who aren't. Those who aren't, when one purchases food stuff from someone who isn't trusted, that is what is, the food that are purchased from that person is what is defined as Demai. So the question now is, how can one transform himself from being in the Eino Ne'eman, the people who are not trusted to tithe properly, whose produce is demai, being one who is a ne'eman, whose produce is relied upon to be tithed properly, and therefore that which he sells is not demai. Now, to understand this Mishnah, really the truth is that there are three categories of people. Those who can count and those who can't. No, just kidding. There are three categories of people. There's someone who is a ne'eman, who is believed, who's trusted regarding tithing, and his stuff is not demai. There's someone who's an am ha'aretz, and that is someone who's totally lax and ignorant of Jewish observance. There's a number of definitions to how to sort of pigeonhole someone to being an am ha'aretz that are listed in the Gemara and Brachos, Daf Mem Zayin. But their opinions run the range of things like this person doesn't say Kriya Shema twice a day, doesn't put on tefillin, doesn't wear tzitzis on his garments, etc. So such a person is an Amma Aretz, considered to be totally ignorant of Jewish law and how it's properly performed. And we're not talking about such a person in this Mishnah. But there's a whole middle category. Someone who's not a Ne'eman, not a Tamach Chacham, not someone who's presumed or formally assumed the role of someone who tithes properly, and not someone who's a bona fide Amma Aretz, who simply doesn't have the wherewithal in terms of observance to be trusted. But there's a whole middle range of people. Oftentimes, the Mishnah will refer to those people as Am Ha'aretz, as an Am Ha'aretz, but we don't mean someone who is a formal Am Ha'aretz who is totally lax in his observance, you know, failed to do the kind of things I said. Other examples are having a mezuzah or sending his kids to learn Torah and so on. And so someone who's so far from Torah observance, we're not talking about him. But the whole middle category of people, upon whom we're strict and essentially assume the worst, treating their produce as demai. So how does a person leave that status, that middle status, and become a formal ne'eman, someone who can be trusted regarding his tithes? So the process would be that a person would stand up in front of a bezdin of three and make a formal declaration to observe certain halachas and certain practices regarding his consumption and sale of food, ensuring that it's properly tithed. And so this Mishnah is that list. The Mishnah says, Hamakabel alav lios ne'eman. One who wants to accept formally upon himself to be in the category of those who are ne'eman, who are relied upon regarding their tithing. So, such a person has to formally accept upon himself and do the following. Number one, ma'aser eshu ochel. He has to tithe everything that he eats. Can't he, of course, be hypocrite and eat untithed food? And that would include not just regular food, but even demai. The es shehu mocher, that which he sells, that is to say, produce he grew in his own field. He may not sell it to others before tithing it himself. He has to ensure it's tithed. And that's true even if he, let's say, would put the person on notice, saying, listen, you know, I haven't tithed this food. Maybe the purchaser's in a rush and says, don't worry, leave it to me, etc. Nope, that's not allowed. One who is a ne'eman will always ensure his food that he passed on someone else is tithed under normal circumstances. The eshu lokeach. Moreover, the Mishnah says, even if he's just purchasing food for resale, so he's just a middleman in the supply chain of food, so when it passes through him, he will ensure that which he purchased is tithed by taking out the demai tithes. Ve'enu misareach etzel am ha'aretz. And finally, he will not be a guest in the home of an am ha'aretz. That is to say, he won't eat the food that an am ha'aretz gives him, assuming, hoping, trusting that it is tithed properly. That's not acceptable. Again, that would be sort of indicative of some of hypocrisy that he, you know, isn't totally scrupulous regarding tithing and the halachas of demai. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af misareach etzel am ha'aretz ne'eman. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. If a person already took on the formal commitment to be a ne'eman, and he did everything else in the Mishnah, meaning he only eats, purchases, and sells properly tithed foods, if it happens that he, for whatever reason, eats at someone else's house who is not considered to be a formal ne'eman, let's say certain extenuating circumstances, social pressure, he trusts this person, he knows better regarding this person's customs but or practices regarding tithing. So then Rabbi Yehuda says that shouldn't now compromise his otherwise sort of sterling reputation and formal commitment to be a Ne'eman. He shouldn't lose the status. However, the Chacham disagree with that. They say, Amrulo, they say to him, meaning they say to Rabbi Yehuda, Al Atmo Einu Ne'eman, he can't be relied upon himself, and he eats food that isn't formally properly tied necessarily. Keitzad Yehei Ne'eman Al Shel Acherim, how could he possibly be believed by other people that he is scrupulous regarding his tithing practices? And therefore the Allah is like the Chachamim, the Tanakama, the one who eats food from an Amaretz, one who's not a Ne'eman, loses his status as a Ne'eman.